curbs, crackdowns, restrictions, squeeze. The papers find many words to describe the expected recommendations of the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, for dealing with COVID-19. New crackdown for Christmas, says the Irish Daily Mail headline, over a report that household visits will be limited, pubs and restaurants will close early, and public transport will have reduced capacity. The Irish Times and Irish Independent carry the same predictions of what the Times calls new curbs for Christmas, and the Independent describes as a Christmas squeeze on home visits and pubs. The Irish Examiner concentrates on one restriction, which it says NPHET has recommended to the government, that people will not be allowed to have more than three other households in their homes until February. Christmas parties may be scrapped under the new measures, says the Irish Daily Mirror. The ghost of Christmas bars is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star. Pub bosses say we're already dead is another headline. The Independent, in an editorial, says the good news is we're making headway in battling the Delta variant of COVID-19. The bad news is we do not know how bad Omicron is. According to the European Centre for Disease Control, we are still in the dark regarding transmissibility, severity and immune escape potential. The paper advises patients. Positive news on the front page of the Times is that government tax receipts have surged to record levels, fuelled by stronger than expected consumer spending, employment and corporate profits. The Exchequer returns for November show that the government has collected €62.3 billion in tax so far this year, €5.3 billion more than expected, the paper says. There's good news for migrants in the Irish Examiner's lead story. The paper reports that up to 17,000 migrants living in the shadows, in the words of the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, could become Irish citizens under an amnesty to be announced today. Of those, 3,000 are believed to be children, the paper says. That news is also carried on the front page of the Times, where Sirica Pollock describes it as a once-in-a-generation scheme. The Irish Sun leads with a report on the trial at the Central Criminal Court of Logan Jackson, charged with the murder of Irish boxing champion Kevin Sheehy in Limerick 2 years ago. Following recent reports in The Independent about how the main political parties raised funds, Fionnán Sheehan writes in the paper today that Fianna Fáil has denied it is in breach of a Supreme Court ruling by obtaining a lottery licence reserved for charities. And Sheehan says the Green Party minister in charge of charities, Joe O'Brien, has robustly defended Fianna Fáil. The minister said charities legislation is not being used. Any organisation can make an application to the district court under gambling legislation, and many do.